Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The spot.
And the spot is Monday. Ooh. Monday, the second Monday of the month, would be August 10th. Hello. Doug Steffen with the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Boy, isn't that a good thing. Plus, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and it's Murder and Mayhem Monday once again. Protesters, police mixing it up on the streets of Ferguson. The violence last night, it was the anniversary of the death of Mike Brown. The thought occurred to me, we keep saying, I do, I'll take sort of credit for this if that's what it is. I'm not looking for credit. But I'm thinking as I'm stewing, because that's what I'm doing, I'm stewing over the gunshots, people running for cover, officers come under heavy gunfire, then they fire back. I think that we don't see ourselves as we see others. How many times have you heard me say, Richie say, Jennifer say, Kenny say, anybody say, those people in the Middle East, they can't get it right. They're fighting. They've been fighting with each other since the beginning of time. Well, I'm thinking about how long we've been fighting over people and their skin color. How long has that been going on? As long as America has existed. And before that, as long as people have been pretty much, you go back over the history of slavery in the world, it wasn't always black and white. It was depending on where you came from. It was whether you had the right families in the caste systems of India and Pakistan and those areas of the world where there are people who are the elite, people who are sort of, you know, we talk also about the haves and have-nots here and how there's a growing divide, people have money, people don't have money, or whatever the measuring is. But that's been going on since the beginning of time as well.
People are afraid of things that are different than they are.
Do we have any solution to this?
Well, I don't know if that's what's going on in Ferguson.
No, I'm not talking about Ferguson.
I'm talking about
black and white and the differences that we find with each other and how we want to wipe
for a couple of hundred years.
We have 250 years. But think about how long the issue of slavery goes back to the Egyptian.
Since the dawn of man.
Yes.
Sure.
So that's the one. I'm saying, what is it about that, never mind Cain and Abel, or are we just like brothers, and are we just fighting about the difference?
Break it down like this a little bit, see if this helps.
I don't need help, I just am trying to
understand.
Yeah.
Okay, look at the United States of America and the issues that we have and had and how we work and how we progress and how we've progressed versus anywhere else.
Sure, I would call this progress. Frankly,
I would just say compare our situation anywhere else in the world.
It might come out better in many respects.
Do you think that we have a better situation here when it comes to race relations? Or I mean, look at Iraq. They have three different
sects. Yes.
And man, they can't get along to save each other.
No, but that's the thing.
and
the light-colored Jews and the dark-colored Jews. The Jews that are Mesopotamian and sort of the origin that goes back to the dawn of time. The dark Jews and the light Jews. Are they any different than the dark Americans and the light Americans? I mean, it's just, I guess I'm wondering about God and the perfect scheme, the perfect scenario. There's a film trailer for the new Zoolander movie. Have any of you seen it?
No.
No.
Okay, so there's going to be a new Zoolander.
Lucky you.
But props for bringing Zoolander into this conversation. Yeah.
Well, but I've got to see how this one ends.
Plus 5 points.
Well, let me go get my popcorn. I can't wait to see how this ends.
So don't get that lousy over-salted popcorn, Richie. Get the stuff with a little bit of, just a little taste of butter. So in the beginning of the trailer, there is... the first, you don't know where you're going. I've seen it two or three times now, so now I know where it's going. But when I first saw it, I thought, man, this is a promo for some really good science fiction movie or something. And it has the beginning of the first scene in it is the explosion that was the Big Bang. And then it brings you through the creation of all of the planets and the suns and the beginning of the formation of man's brain and how it's established and how wonderful the world is. And how could this happen anywhere else other than the world? And then there's a picture of what's his face who plays Zoolander. Stiller, yeah. But up until that point, I'm thinking real serious, and I'm thinking about creation, and I'm thinking about God, and I'm thinking about the Force, and I'm thinking about all of these other things that are profound. So hold it there, and then think about the profundity of what we have here, and the fact that for what. Ever the reason we have this we have this lack of ability to appreciate the wonder that this planet is and our lives are, and I just wonder what the Creator is trying to prove. It frustrates me because it would seem to me with all this beauty there is a lack of appreciation and even understanding of it. And I know that sounds very professorial on Monday morning, but I think we go around and around and we talk about this stuff and it becomes trite. So businesses are shot up, looting, things being thrown at the police, Ferguson. I mean, what is there about the complexity of man that brings it down to the simplicity of man? Because that's what this is. It's simple stupidity. That's all it is. What else is it?
It's like Yoda says, fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate.
Yeah. Thank you. That is one of the most profound things, not to take away from you, Kenny, but the fact that you remembered it. And I have a poster, three or four posters of Yoda on the left-hand side of my studio wall. Because I'm about what Yoda's message is, frankly. Yeah. Fear and anger. And that's all it is. We could apply that to any... I mean, think about Donald Trump. Why do people not like Donald Trump? You can come up with anything. What are they afraid of?
Do you want to know why? Do we have time here?
Well, give me 60 seconds.
Because I have such a great theory about this, but we can talk about it later today.
No. All right. So you've teased
put that on your schedule.
Jennifer is going to tell us why Donald Trump fits into the fear and anger department. 14 past the hour on the Monday Good Day program.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Beck knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Beck's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Beck's pledge to save handwriting at BeckFightForYourWrite.com. That's BeckFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco rolled acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
All right, 17 change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Rich and Kenny and me and you and us and 888-302-3684 is a communication line. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Email to Doug or Jen or Ken at DougSteffen.com. All right, so Jennifer put forth a thought for us. So let us let's part the waters here.
Please.
And see what
I'm
going to
part the waters with this thought. Okay, so I was every Sunday on Sundays that I have the time anyway. I sit down with my coffee and my newspaper and I read the newspaper, which I know is foreign. Most people don't know what newspapers are anymore. I read the LA Times and the Daily News. I'm a twofer.
Okay.
So I was reading the LA Times yesterday, and on the op-ed site, on the op-ed page, they had a ranking system for Eric Garcetti, who's our mayor in Los Angeles. Right. And they talked about, they were giving him letter grades like they do in school. Uh-huh. And one of the items that they were
like I do for you and Richie and Kenny.
Right, exactly.
Right, I always get straight A's.
You do.
Was political courage. And all of a sudden that just sort of resonated with me. And I thought, political courage? Nobody, who has political courage anymore? And I started just kind of going through, and I thought, well, I think Reagan did. I think Reagan had political courage. I think a lot of politicians played safe. Every candidate that was up on that debate stage on last week, I didn't see anybody who was demonstrating political courage except for maybe Donald Trump. He's unapologetic. So I think that's why he inspires half of the people out there who are missing that political courage. And he scares the HE double hockey sticks out of everybody else because he's not establishment and he has political courage. So I think he either resonates with people two ways. You either love him or they hate him. And that's because of the political courage aspect. So my question to you, and maybe we can put this on Facebook, Ken, is in your lifetime, who has demonstrated political courage? And I suspect that you'll probably get more people on a local level, like state and government officials, because I think political courage is not something that people on the federal level can have anymore because they're all beholden to each other.
Who do you think? Is it Trump?
I think Reagan.
Yeah.
I think Reagan in my lifetime is probably the only person with political courage. I think this president actually has a little political courage because he makes such weird decisions, but I think he hops on a lot of times, like with the gay marriage thing. He waited for gay marriage to be okay before he hopped onto that bandwagon. So,
all right, so Richie, what do you think? What name comes to mind when Jennifer's question comes up?
I'd say Trump just doesn't care. And Reagan,
is that courage then, or is that not courage? To me, it could be. I think he could have political courage.
I think they all tried to show that they did.
But who does with you? Never mind.
Nobody does.
Answer the question from your perspective.
The only one I can kind of think of is Trump.
All right. Kenny, what about you?
Joel Heffley.
You know what? God love you. That's
good call. Congressman out of Colorado.
He was the greatest.
He
got
thrown
out of Congress because he basically called all of his Republican
friends. He got rid of that phony from Texas.
He's a Republican.
21 guy. After, yeah.
Health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0.
So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green. And we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
Everybody,
we are living. Yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. And our friends are all aboard.
It's a great song.
Many more of them.
It's to be used in so many different ways. And in terms of where we think the business of. Being in the summertime. Reese's going to the beach tomorrow. I was thinking of going to the Cape, but not until September when everything kind of slows down a little bit. It just is kind of a neat thing to be thinking about the ocean. So when I saw that the Coast Guard seized $181 million in cocaine from what was described as a narco submarine.
Wow.
A narco submarine. In a narco submarine. That's exactly it. Jennifer got it. Come on, let's see. Everybody sing. All right, Richie, crank this up.
Every one of us has only
change yellow to narco.
Sky of blue and sea of green. In our yellow
submarine. There we go.
We all live in a narco submarine. Narco submarine. Narco submarine.
So, the Coast Guard over the weekend seized 12,000 pounds of cocaine in this little semi-submersible vessel that they have dubbed the Narco Submarine. The take is somewhere between $180 and $200 million. It's a 40-foot long, homemade submarine spotted by
the Navy call the Coast Guard, and this is they tracked it. Started 200 miles south of Mexico and came around the coast of Mexico. And apparently, you see some pictures of this if you go online. Pictures of the sub, pictures of what the seizure was worth. They put a motor, they put a diesel motor in. I don't understand how they're breathing in this thing, though. This was up and down. It had
really
to have been
long straws, probably.
Well, yeah. Anyway, this was something. If it wasn't that they were so crooked or they were doing so much harm with it, it would be kind of fun. I'd love to get inside.
You give them props for...
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, I do. I give
creativity.
Them props for building a semi-submersible vehicle on their own. This is big-time organized crime, so they could spend that kind of dough to make the thing. But, by the way, you can buy... If you go to some of the third-world countries where we have given them... some of our old subs, World War II era subs, you can buy a submarine for a couple hundred grand. And so I would have thought that would have been. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd get a submarine and put it up on blocks and live in it. That would be the ultimate redneck item, wouldn't it?
A submarine on blocks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it was constructed. For illicit trafficking, said the Coast Guard. Just a cockpit and exhaust pipe above the water. That's all you could see. They're difficult to detect because they're low profile.
And where was this? Where did they try this?
They started tracking it about 200 miles south of Mexico, and they just tracked it up the coast. There were 15 of these things.
In the Gulf or in the ocean, the Pacific?
Up the coast, it would be the Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah. They have seized 33,000 pounds of cocaine worth $540 million in the last 3 months in these things. They built a whole fleet of them. 15 of them have been captured. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
28 after the hour. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm Mark Green, your host today, with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Coming right up, is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones. Is it okay for private citizens to negotiate with hostage takers over their loved ones?
This is an incredibly difficult policy, and one reason the Obama administration is in a difficult position is its position of not negotiating with terrorists in order not to encourage more hostage taking is not supported by European allies and others who at times have paid for the return of their own citizens. So it's hard to have this policy if you're the only country doing this. I think it's very hard to tell families you can't do what you think you need to do, and we do know of instances where news organizations and others, you know, they don't talk about this, it's not publicly acknowledged, have paid to get people back.
I think it's a bad idea to negotiate with terrorists per se, but there is, of course, a material difference between the public and the private here. If the government, in other words, if everybody in the United States, both via the official policy of that government and by the public purse, are implicated, then the government has to take a decision. In a private case, if a family is involved and nobody else is, then the negative consequences fall solely on them. So although I think it's a bad idea, I do think that that distinction is an important one.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Charles Cook of the National Review and David Korn of Mother Jones.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution.
We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need Ready-Made Resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Monday, the 10th of August, Doug Steffen, the Good Day Gang. Check out what's going on at DougSteffen.com. Trending there, by the way, the story about what happened in Ferguson on the anniversary of the death of Michael Brown. Donald Trump over the weekend defending his treatment of women. He was disinvited or uninvited? What's the best way of referring to that Atlanta gathering?
The best way to refer to it is idiotic.
Right.
Yeah, how do you not invite the front runner of the GOP?
Because they're all afraid of him.
Because they're idiots.
They're afraid of him.
Complete
idiots. It shows you what the political machinery is all about and how they just don't
like it. All this is doing is driving me to support Donald Trump even more because he is getting a screw job and I can't blame him for thinking about
I'm thinking Eric Erickson at Red State doesn't like Trump, and this is kind of like his. He and Megyn Kelly are together trying to figure out how to get whoever they want up to the top of the pile.
Megyn Kelly, inconsequential. It's Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes happening.
Very astute, yes. You're right.
Don't you think it's funny, though, that over the weekend everybody wanted Trump to apologize to Megyn Kelly, and he's asked Megyn Kelly to apologize to Donald Trump?
Yeah. They won't even say what, I mean, what caused the answer. That's the thing. I mean,
and
even
I'm done
when
with Trump. I don't want him anymore. But still, I thought that was a hack job.
What happened? You were Trump-esque
I'm
before.
I still am. I still love how he's shaking it up. But he's just annoying me now.
Hmm. Well, so that's okay. There's still, he's got 22% of the support, which is twice as much as anybody else. Yeah, Carly Fiorina.
I think Carly's great. But don't be one of those people, Rich. Don't let them win. Don't let them.
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you whether or not Trump ought to apologize to Kelly. A, yes, what he said was terrible. B, yes, but he never will. C, no, she ought to apologize to him. D, for what? He didn't say anything wrong. E, I don't care. I guess I don't care. What about you, Jen?
Ooh, you know what I think they should do? Remember when you're kids and you don't want to apologize to your siblings, so you count to three and everybody just says they're sorry at the same time?
I didn't have
Maybe
that
we should do that on pay-per-view.
Did
we'll
you do that
like,
with all of your brothers and sisters?
I have no brothers and sisters.
Oh, just what I was thinking.
I heard about it in the news.
Saw it on the Brady Bunch.
Okay, Donald, Megan, 1, 2, 3, and then they can say I'm...
Kenny, what should he do?
I don't care.
I don't care either. Ken Ritchie? Well, he just said
I think she should apologize to him first.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She's one of the most overrated, power-puffed.
I like her.
I don't like her, too.
There's nothing about her that I've never liked her.
It was so...
And mostly because I feel like the superficial way, and this is not the boys' club, because I am, you know, I don't have to apologize for my own. And you know how I am when it comes to women's issues and getting women equal pay and all sorts of stuff, the business about rape on campus and in the society, so I don't have to go through this. I just find her, I would find her, whether she was a man or a woman, her attitude, her approach just annoys me.
I think the most offensive question, though, was not asked by Megyn Kelly. It was asked by Brett Baier, and that was at the beginning of the debate. Who here's running as the third party? So everybody's giving her a lot of attention.
That was directly from Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
so I think that's the most offensive question.
He did a better job of hiding his feelings for Trump.
Just hiding, period.
Whereas Megyn Kelly, you could just see it.
Yeah. Well,
they've known to not like each other. They've had like some stuff going on over the last couple of weeks, I think.
Why is she important in the scheme of things? He's running for president. She's a newsreader. I mean, come on.
Because that's she's the problem. More than that.
She's not. She's a newsreader.
She's more than a newsreader.
Fox to be a friendly forum for these people, and it was hostile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool because put their feet to the fire.
Yeah.
And even she said over the weekend, listen, if you can't make it past me, how are you going to do against Vladimir Putin?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a great point.
Yeah, that is.
But still.
There's an interesting combination. Megyn Kelly and Bad Vlad.
Oh, I'm sure he watches her every night.
Probably.
Well, and Trump has been he's been keeping our Megyn Kelly in the news himself.
He has.
He's been posting tweet after tweet about it. He went on all the Sunday morning shows talking about it yesterday.
She's loving it. It's nothing but a better cue.
Yeah,
the cue is going.
They're in cahoots.
He didn't call up the Sunday morning talk show.
Listen to that, Kenny.
And talk about it. Hey, they called him saying, are you going to apologize? Are you going to apologize? And he's like, no.
No, but listen to what Kenny just said. They're in cahoots.
They're helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
think about it that way. Yeah, that's very astute. Okay, over the weekend, our top 10 talk topics, we always list them there for you to tell us. We give you the list from 1 to 10, and you tell us whether what's at number 1 is the number 1 thing with you. I'm shocked. The number 1 issue with our listeners who, and it'd be in the thousands of people who would take this poll, 26% of you said the Iran nuclear deal was more important than the debate.
Oh, well, it is long-term, don't you think?
Yeah, but to you this past week, 21% said the debates, 15% said illegal immigration, 16% said Cecil the Lion, 9% said Jon Stewart leaving The Daily Show. The rest of it was all 2 and 3%. 5%
I mean, when you think about what's directly most important in front of us, I think our friends here have it right, because Iran is a really big deal. And and I think the debate's actually distracted from the big deal that is Iran, actually. Mm.
All right, time for us.
The Iran thing's got a little bit of a trouble when you get, who is it, Schumer, who came out over the weekend and says, I can't support this?
Well, he's Jewish, and his constituency
in
New York, he's not voting for that. I mean, there's no genius in that.
They can't afford to lose any Democrats, and if he takes anybody with him.
He'll take people with him. All right, because he's going to be the next speaker, or at least to be the next Senate leader after, what's his face, from Nevada, Gonzo. This typhoon that slammed into Taiwan, have you any idea how powerful this storm is? Look at the pictures, look at the video, look at the descriptions. I believe it's pronounced Sotelor. Am I doing that right? Sotelor?
I think so.
Made landfall on Saturday, and a lot of people were killed in the offing. But if you look around, actually, the most compelling picture of it was from the International Space Station. Did you see that? You could look at the almost the anger in this storm.
And so there were tens of hundreds of thousands of homes that didn't have power. There were obviously no airlines flying in and out of there. 16 cities experienced intense, powerful winds and rain. Strongest storm on the planet so far this year. So 180 mile an hour plus winds. So this is the news media. I had two reasons for telling you the story. Number one, just, well, I suppose maybe three. You can hear in the background the people, global warming, global to the power of the storm, and then you can sort of shrug that off. Then you look at the immediacy of the damage, the impact, the results of it, and there will be stories that come out of it of bravery and survival and that sort of thing. But then you get into the news media and their hype. When you see the headline, strongest storm on the planet, all right, and you stop there, what is it? Where does your mind go? Into what gear, or where are you going, forward or backward? Is your transmission in reverse, or is it in drive or first gear when you think of that, or when you hear it, or you confront strongest storm on the planet? Not so far this year, not, you know, whatever the realities of it in comparison to others. Yeah, so far this year, it is the strongest storm of the season. They have over there at the same time, the Pacific creates, and the El Nino versus La Nina effect goes both ways. That is, it goes west and it goes east because of the impact of the warm Pacific waters. These storms are much worse there. And the good news for us is that that impacts us in a positive way as far as the hurricane season is concerned. And even, see, I mean, the hurricane, the predictions for hurricanes have been completely wrong for how many years now? Six or seven? The past 6 or 7 years, I think since actually Hurricane Katrina. That was the last really horrible storm. How many years ago was that? I'm trying to remember. Is it eight?
Wow.
Nine? How many years ago is that?
Was it seven?
It was seven.
Yeah.
Is it at least ten? Is it?
I was still on the East Coast when that happened.
Oh, you were?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Let's see.
No, you weren't.
Bush was president. So
August 23rd to August 31st.
So it's 10 years ago. Wow. But you were working on the East Coast then, Kenny?
I moved out here in October, yeah.
Really? Okay. All right. So anyway, the point is that would you please just stop believing everything that you read, and don't even believe everything that you hear, no matter what the source. What we're not learning in school are critical thinking skills, thinking things through. Because of the dumbing down of our country, and I believe that I can make a case that it was purposeful, plus the use of these devices which do not teach you to think. Everything is in front of you. You just act and or react. You do not think. So whatever feed you're getting of information, it's this kind of stuff doesn't let you critically evaluate what's going on. Children will be afraid. We just talked about what Yoda said. But repeat it again, Kenny? No, I'm serious.
I know.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate.
Yeah. So fear leads to people get angry because they can't live their lives in the normal routine, let's say. Whatever it is. I want to be able to go to work today. I want to go to the beach today. But the weather keeps you. It just, these sorts of things are part of what I hope. And I hope that we bring this to you as much as possible. The idea, the reason I have so many people on the air with me is because I don't want everybody to have the same point of view. It's bad for us. I think that you can say what you will. In terms of business, Fox has been brilliant. They've made mega jillions putting that together. And Roger Ailes is so smart, knows how people are, and he, to his credit, understanding how people think, that's how he became the political strategist, successful political strategist that he was, and he's been the successful strategist for Fox. That doesn't mean it's good for us. Like think is like speak. It never, the idea that intrigued me about being a talk radio person in the 70s when I first started doing this was that you were listening. I listened to some of the most awesome people, and I hope some of you still remember some of those folks who were around in the late 60s and early 70s and into the mid 70s who got us all to think about things beyond what was in front of our nose. And that's really kind of, I love having fun here, but I hope that you get out of this what it is that moves me. What moves me is not to agree and not to think the same thing that everybody else thinks. So you find a little bit of contrarian, and I come up with some crazy things sometimes that the kids laugh at me about. The kids are Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and Roberta, and that's okay. And the people listening, some people, I mean, I look at some of these Facebook posts and people say they love me, but they think I'm off my rocker. Okay, so I don't look at things the same way. I don't know why I am like that. I am, but I am. That's the way. I don't look at stuff and see the same thing that everybody else sees. And maybe that's a thing. Whether you want to go along to get along. What's the expression? Get along to go along or go along to get along?
Go along to get along, yeah.
Whatever it is. I've never, and that's why I don't have the same amount of money in my bank account that Rush Limbaugh does. and that's why I'm the last independent producer of syndicated radio that doesn't connect myself. I'm not connected to anything except me. And so, as easy and or dangerous as it may be, I cast that out to you because I would like you, hopefully, to take that with you, and hold on to it, and hopefully you're teaching your children the same sort of thing, because that's what's most important to teach her. My daughter and my son both used to throw this back in my face, and not in an insolent way, but when we would disagree on things, because we disagreed on a lot of things as they grew up, but they remember, Megan would say to me, Daddy, you told us we were supposed to think for ourselves. Much to my chagrin, that's what they do. So isn't that what you'd rather have? Wouldn't you rather have your two children, Richie, think for themselves than to think what you and Janet think?
Right. It's you want to have an influence, but you want to be able to teach them to...
Look at Jennifer. She has two parents who couldn't be more different. It's probably why they're not together.
Right.
But they love each other, respect each other. And Jennifer had that push-pull. She was the only child.
And she went on with the dark force with Daddy's side.
Well, in a sense, but she loved it.
I went with my own side, though. I'm telling you, in junior high, and we had like in sixth grade, we had a mock election. Michael Dukakis, George Bush, or Jesse Jackson. I was the only kid in the class who voted for Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
Do not hold it against me. So I've sort of evolved in my political thinking just on what feels right to me.
Yeah. And what about you, Kenny? What about the influences that were strong on you? And did you do the up yours, or were you compliant?
No, my parents, I'm amazed that they are still together, actually, because they used to come back on election day after they would vote, and my dad would be laughing because he canceled my mom's votes.
Well. Who was who? Which one was which one?
Dad was left and mom was right.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. So the other opposite, Jennifer's father is right and her mother is left. Yeah, and interesting. All right, so anyway, food for thought. I wanted you to have the benefit, if that's what it is, of why it is that I try to push the envelope the way that I do. It just is me. It's Kenny and Richie and Jennifer Day is just me. It's 11 before the hour, and good day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. Or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middleman, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association, an organization dedicated to promoting science-based information about all natural sugar. Sugar is the latest media target, says Dr. Courtney Gain, a Ph.D. in nutritional sciences and biochemistry at the Sugar Association in Washington, D.C.
Sugar is the new eggs, the current scapegoat for obesity and related health concerns, but the data just doesn't back this up. For example, most people are probably unaware that we consume 425 more calories per day than we did just a few decades ago. Yet, only 38 of these additional calories come from caloric sweeteners. And when it comes to just all-natural sugar, Americans are actually consuming significantly less today than we did in the 1970s. It's true, obesity is a serious problem in need of a solution, but that solution is far more complex than one ingredient.
For more information on all natural sugar and its role in a healthy diet and lifestyle, visit sugar.org.
Mark Kelly's brother, what's his first name?
Scott Kelly.
Scott Kelly. Follow him on Instagram. Check out the pictures from the Space Center.
Space. Satellite.
Space. Space.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What do you do with all the video you shoot? Bam, bam.
Where do you save it?
Save what? Save it, huh? 54 minutes after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us is Greg Steffen, whose name is not Gregory. It's just Greg.
Greg.
All right. So we want to get to, you'll be happy to know, that I, you'll laugh. I bought a new flip phone.
And
I put it into service on Saturday, and I'll tell you what the snarky little lady who put it into
I put it into service.
Did she hold it like it was a dirty handkerchief or something between two fingers?
I'll tell you in a moment. This is Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Got a
all out on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
They ended up...
Hi.
Hi.
So let's get... Hi. So Greg Stedman is here with Richie and Kenny and Jen and me. The fact I teased what I was laughing about, actually, yesterday on the way back from the movies. Mary's trying to sync my flip phone into the Bluetooth. And she, the last one I had, it worked. No. But
I support you in the flip phone decision, Doug.
That, well, you see, the flip phone, when I went to get it, Bob K, who's my pal and GM, he always takes, he leads me into these things. So he found the phone, and he brought me to the store, and we got it done. And the young lady that we go to all the time for our service, because she's wonderful, her name is Kayla, wonderful girl. And she's we'll talk about her family. She has pictures of her kids and stuff. And we just have a good time when we're together. So through the course of things, she cut $30-some-odd off my bill. And I wondered after I saw your post here, Greg, that Verizon is killing off service contracts and smartphone subsidies, if in fact this isn't part of what I experienced on Saturday. Are they changing the contracts so you're not in there? I mean, there's so much competition. Don't they almost have to do that?
I think you're right. I mean, there's competition, but from a lot of different directions, including new phones that are so affordable, smartphones,
yeah,
that are so affordable, you don't have to buy a $700 smartphone. You can get one
Richie,
for $100,
that?
$200.
Yeah, is that the Moto G?
Moto G, OnePlus 2 is $300 or $350. I mean, there's a lot of, I think Acer or Asus has a phone that's about $200. You can now get a very good phone. It's not the best phone,
yeah,
but it's a under $200 or under $300 phone. And you know, when you break it or you lose it, you just go buy another one. You haven't signed away your life to get it.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to sign up for it.
So there's competition on that front. I think, you know, for Apple, what is this? You know, there was the 4C, the iPhone 4C, which was the more affordable iPhone. But I think this could drive the price of iPhones down as well, at least, or used iPhones.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right,
just more demand.
So then the what I suggested with the question, what do you do with all the video? How do you save it? Did we all...
So I want to tell Greg what I've come up, my plan. You know, I've been putting pictures on Flickr because I believe in saving everything in the cloud,
yeah,
because they are better at backing my data up than I am. And I've struggled as to what to do with all of my videos that I shoot. You know, my son has a baseball game. My daughter has a dive meet. You take a little bit of video, and what do you do with it? Where do you put it? Well, I've decided that I'm going to produce 90-second little videos of our day or whatever it is and push it up to YouTube and select private or unlisted and use YouTube as a video storage locker for myself.
That's a great idea.
Sure. So you solved a lot of...
I have to say, especially when it comes to photos and videos, mm-hmm, I still believe putting things on a hard drive and backing it up for your own personal backup is also a great idea, because user error could wipe out your stuff in the cloud.
Yeah, that would happen with me.
I don't think
cloud would be seeded with me.
I'm saying do both, not one or the other.
All right. Good. Thank you, Greg. That's good advice, as usual. Technology from Greg Stedman, who's the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.